what you will, get his trouble. We've been drinking all night together. Spent all my money for satisfaction. Now look today, she's gone away. Where to find her? No one knows. What people meet, just look at me. You're looking for, but you'll remember my words are sweet, son. What you will get is trouble. Where's me?
You're listening to WMUC Digital College Park, where college radio is good radio. This is episode 19 of the Remix by DJ Artios. I'm your man, DJ Artios, bringing it to you live off top of South Campus Dining Hall at WMUC Digital College Park. Come after you live after a quick PSA.
Won't you say?
Hey, radio listeners. Do you like music? How about business? Come check out the Maryland Music Business Society. Thursdays at 7 in Van Munching Hall. Like us on Facebook at Terp Music for more details.
Just to make sure it's out there.
Popular demand, man. It's about to get godly. Yeah, hold it now. Oh, come on. Yeah. Cutting them down in 2002, shutting them down. How you sipping on it till the start, sucking it down. I hope you know that we ain't f***ing around. Better believe when you see me, this should be double trouble. I'm alone and take this to another level. I shut it down, show enough, pack your bags. Let me work, make it hurt, cause I'm next to wreck. Lay flat, hit the deck, or face big disrespect. In addition to we wreck, find the workflow, spit it, make a big effect. Bang it in the truck until your host eject. Come on, stop. Close your shop, scud missile launch, fire burn quick. Every we drop from the ground with another sound. Yes, we put it down and it was boom and pound. So we shut them down.
Shut them down. Let me show you what what it is right now. Now grip the fit, hit you in your right now. Make room, my squad moving big right now. Stack chips, crib looking sick right now. Chick size dicks right now. Sorry, can't help it, I'm a pimp right now. My undue revenue thick right now. Like they come back from when we cook right now.
Right now. One of y'all hoochies couldn't move me right now. Went from Gap to Guess to a Gucci right now. Bugging for your title, why bother right now? Some of y'all more than Puffy driver right now. Rock, watch me spit it for blocks. In between, big screen like I'm Vivica Fox. Second album, showing no mercy right now. Beef worse than Eminem, controversy right now.
Or just have a seat and listen to the way in what I am displaying. A different kind of rapper language that I am saying. To all the party people, that exorbit for info. When it comes to rocking parties, I am a nympho. Maniac, brainiac for doing my dancing. My record make the music. We'll put you in a trance and transcend your body and like it, take my cardigan. You won't be fighting the illin', you just be partying down. With the funkies, how with yours truly? I'm the original B-I-Z, I mean, okay, I'm with the E and I the M to have fun and not be number one. And just here to let you know who's like running the place and everywhere. That I perform and do a show that
nobody beats the biz.
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 You know me at the B-I-C-M-A-R-K-I-E-N. I go for what I know, do when a show for human beings. I'm guaranteed the rock to make the ladies scream and shout. I'm about to wreck your body as they turn the party out. The Marty rapper, no tapper, always have a fawn. And when you hear the Biz Monkey, you get the jaw done. Yes, I'm the M-A-R-K-I-E-N. Though that's me. I got the stutter step to keep it check. My speed is so you need it. So they say I look and sound funny, but I don't be caring. I rock the Latin Quarter, rooftop, being square and Roseland. The Hawthorne, Madison Square Garden, even rock for the Worth Fair at Javits Center. Pardon the way that I be talking about the places I be rocking. I love to perform. For the people that be clocking, I say that your own mind don't want it like I want it, but you pay for a good performance. Look on it, you want it. That's why I'm here to be like letting you knowin' that I'm a highly recognized as the king of disco and making people laugh and have a lot of enjoyment. I'm the best person for this type of employment. That's why. That's
nobody
why.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
To the break of dawn, when you buy food cheap, you need a coupon. I catch a sale retail before it gets stale. To hurry up and get the wick, check out the mail and shop nonstop. By how I hip hop on the mic and like, make it cooperate with the rhythm. That is what I give them. Reagan is depressed, but I voted for Shirley Chisholm. It might sound confusing, the style that I'm using. But in the end, I'm sure that you will find it quite amusing and funny. Oh, honey, it's just ridiculous. Don't try to front, come on and admit you was thrilled. Chill, your heart was fulfilled, so respect the architect. As I begin to build science and my reliance is upon my rap. Like Carl Lewis, I get to it. So let's go to last, go to last, go to last, go to last, go to last.
Go with the flow, and I can play rapping records and all disco like Beat It, Billy G. from Michael Jackson or the Trenches to your racket. They call catchy when you hear me do it. You will be shocked and amazed. It's the brand new thing they call the human beatbox craze. The bomb that I say, all the people like I get the crowd jumping, get the girls heart pumping. All the party people say, isn't he something? Rock from New York City all the way down south. Saying rhymes and making music, but my mouth. I'ma tell your party people how I began. It started when I'm living in Long Island. Hey, when I was a kid, I used to play in the street, making sounds with my mouth, all sorts of beats. Grown people used to say,
whoa.
Grown people used to say,
whoa.
With that kid making that strange noise, it was like for all the fly girls and all the home. Then I tried it at a homeboy's basement party. They thought it was a record laying over me. When it came by the DJ and saw who it is, they said, make the music with your mouth
biz.
I've liked many ladies in my day, but just like the wind, they've all blown away. See, to love someone, it's an atmosphere that you both still share when one's not there. There's no real way it can be explained. I guess it's the way I smile when I hear your name. It's the little things you do that mean so much. It's the care that you put into every touch. It's the way I trust you and you trust me. I guess some of us are so lucky. I was known for having the upper hand. I was known as a stone cold ladies man. If it wasn't for you, I'd be that way still. But lately, there's a change in Jalil. So my friends play games and tease me a lot. I know I'm more than happy with what I've got. When I get up in the morning and go to work, see all day long, I stay alert. Until we come home at night and close the door. Two people share one common core. When I say one love, you can trust me. Cause never have I been so lucky.
One love. Just to have just one love, one love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one, one, one love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love, one love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one, one.
Yes, indeed, we are here with that one love by Houdini. On WMUC Digital College Park, where college radio is good radio. Episode 19, the remix going right now, getting some hip-hop vibes going. Kicked off with Busta Rhymes' Shut 'Em Down 2002 from his Genesis album. Followed that up with a Busta Rhymes classic, What It Is, with Khalees and the Neptunes. Went into the remix of it with the Flip Mode Squad, Part 2, from the Dr. Doodle 2 soundtrack. Transitioning to another classic hip-hop artist, God rest his soul, Biz Markie, with Nobody Beats the Biz from his Biz Baddest Beats compilation. Following that up with another Biz classic, Make the Music with Your Mouth Biz. And just staying in that New York 90s hip-hop vibe for a few more minutes in the Beat Match Bash segment, we have One Love by Houdini. And just going to continue to vibe out with these cool hip-hop beats for a few more minutes. Give some love to the old school genre. And then we're going to go ahead and keep the Beat Match Bash going with these vibes and get ready for the matchup moment. So check it out here on WC Digital College Park, where college radio is good radio.
One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one, one love.
Yeah. Yes, yo, jigger man be ballin'. Leave chick pigeon toe, some of them be crawlin'. Get the best of you whenever I put my all in. Have mommies callin' for the law, darlin'. Jigger and callin'. Half drop, coops with half the top, expose half my knot. Mad when I brag about the cash I got, but I'm used to not having a lot. I'm from the gutter and I ain't the type to ever chase your box. I'm the type to interior decorate the watch. I'm the type to sling heavyweight on the block in every state like clock. Niggas to hurt, holla.
Your lips are telling me yeah. Why you're kissing on my neck, making me feel so. Should I stay, should I go?
Blue kicks, hotter than the on a block. Used to willy bicycle since I was sick. High school, the crossover, wait, the weight picks. Music did the same, gave away hits. So mine, get it together or forget it forever. When I go at you hard, I can get it through leather. You act like Jigga can get it, whoever. Talking, you got a man. Okay, my man. That's high school making me chase you around for months. Having a fear, act like an adult for once. What's a little me on top gonna hurt? Maybe a little, but pain is pleasure and pressure bust pipes. And you look like the I like it rough tight, tight. We can crush the night. Tell me what you like. I got a yellow bottle on a bucket of ice. Get right.
Young ho, 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 ho.
With six bit, the quick wit, the split a split second. Bomb with a lit wit expression. You hear a tick tick, then you test. My saliva and spit, the split thread and the fiber and bit. So trust me, I'm as live as it gets. Everybody claimed the best and they had the throne since Big is gone. If you ask me, they dead wrong. My flow is hotter than the flash from the click. When the hammer slaps the bullet on the ass from the clip. You wind up in a room full of my dogs. I have you feeling like a fire hydrant in a room full of dogs. So come now, get on. On. Tough talk turns, but can't we all just get along? You get blazed when the mic's off, shot when it's on. You probably ducked when they laid the gunshot in your song. My gun stutters when it speaks to you. Other sh- to repeat to you. Nothing to clip to give a speech to you. Me and Premier, we kinda the same in ways. We both speak with our hands in dangerous ways. Rap now is a circus of clowns. A whole lot of lip from clicks. I probably wrap circles around. I'm the next best to reach a peak. Formerly known as the best kept secret. I guess that I just leaked it.
It's tragic like the havoc of a nuclear bomb.
Bam, got
voice 5-9. Rick, it's tragic like the havoc of a nuclear bomb.
Bam, got
and she shines just like a star. And I swear I know her face, I just don't know who you are. Turn the music up in here, I still hear her loud and clear, like she's right there in my ear, telling me that she wants to own me, to control me. Come closer, come closer. And I just can't pull myself away. I'm under a spell, I can't break.
The door so ready for one night, maybe more. I like red strobe light, hot floors, dirty minds when you cross my way. I like just you and I, touch at first sight, and the world.
Your fragrance, hold up, you ain't never gotta say shit. And I know you taste this a little bit, high maintenance. Everybody else basic, you live life on an everyday basis with poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to you when you're in the mood for empathy, it's blood in my pen. Better yet, with your friends and them, I really wanna know you off. I really wanna show you off. Pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and your girl in that little bitty range. I heard that she wanna go and party. She wanna go and party. Don't approach her with that Atari. That ain't good game, homie. Sorry. They say conversation rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs unless I write it down for real. Yes. You can get it. You can get it. You can get it. You can get it. And I know, just know, just know. Know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song. Alright. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
That's how we get it over here. Closing out the Beat Match Bash with a little bit of Maya, Best of Me Part 2. Going into Lauryn Hill's Everything is Everything from the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill album. Legendary stuff there. Transition to another hip-hop classic from Royce da 5'9", his song called Boom, Absolute Lyrical Fire. Then we went to Neo's Closer to Speed It Up and Close It Out, give us some dance vibes. And then going to Carrie Hilson's I Like, give us a little to Carrie Hilson. She just dropped a new album, so going back and looking at her greatest hits at the moment in my mind, just flashing back through. And then closing out with a classic Kendrick Lamar track and a little rarity, his Poetic Justice track featuring Drake from his Good Kid, Mad City album. So, interesting. Thought I'd play that, given how the landscape of hip-hop has transpired over the last few years. So, that kind of wraps up our Beat Match Bash segment. And now we're going to go into the mashup moment. So, in this section, we go ahead and take two different tracks, put them together, and see how they sound, creating a remix effect. And today, I've got a little bit of something going on here. We got like three coming in today. And each of kind of different disciplines in terms of musical sounds. So we got some R&B, we got some rock, and then we got some cool jazz vibes to close it out. And so let's go ahead and get into the first one, shall we? In the first mashup moment, we have got two of my favorite all-time R&B artists. We have Prince Rogers Nelson mixing up with a song by Kenneth Edmonds, otherwise known as the legendary Babyface. And we're looking at the 1992 track And God Created Woman from his Love Symbol album by Prince and the New Power Generation. And then for Babyface, we're mixing the verse from Prince's song And God Created Woman with another song by Babyface called There She Goes from his 2001 Face to Face album. Couple of interesting notes about this mashup. There She Goes is the one hit single released in Babyface's discography that is not solely produced by him. This was in fact a collaboration between Babyface and the Neptunes at the time. So they helped pen the sound of There She Goes and had a really cool space type vibe as the usual production of that time had. And mixing it with In God Created Woman, I picked this mashup because I feel that the song Babyface had, There She Goes, already is paying a large amount of respect to the power of a woman. The respect and paying respect to how God has placed the attributes of woman as a leadership, as having their leadership. They're wonderful personas, and they're awesome souls and crafting passions in the environments that we have today. A lot of their movement and their energy helped get the social changes to where we are now. And just Babyface taking a minute in his song to appreciate all the works that women do and the effects that they have in life and the world and the roles they play through an R&B track, of course, paying respect and homage to their beauty, their appearance, was something I thought was really awesome, really a special dedication from him to every woman out there, I guess, listening to his tracks. And then I'm taking into a more religious context by bringing Prince and God Created Woman, which is one of his most, in my opinion, religious takes in his music discography, because he really delves deep into like the history of how God designed the man and woman relations to be a long time ago, and parlaying that into how he portrays and perceives beauty as he goes out as his own, as he is a man in the modern era at that time, being 1993. And how he intakes that beautiful creation that God has created in human life in the form of a woman. So this is going to be an interesting mashup here to try out. Two R&B artists soulfully and passionately dedicated to the rhythm and blues genre and bringing the beauty out of both their songs. So going to try that mashup here on the Remix, episode 19 at WMC College Park, broadcasting live off top of South Campus Dining Hall.
God created woman.
Yeah, interesting there. Hear those artists collaborate, and I've always felt like their vocals are very similar to each other. They have that falsetto singing where it's like a whisper, but it has like a controlled whistle, a vocal whistling, I think, would be the way to describe it. And it's interesting hearing those, hearing the songs of that time. Again, I try to not to go into too in-depth in some R&B artists, because I feel like R&B has gotten to a place nowadays where it's become more about sexual relations and attraction. And while these two songs I just played were a more preceding narrative of those themes that we see nowadays, I think there was a little more delicateness from, or delicacy applied by Babyface and Prince at that time, versus just outright, degenerosity and vulgarity and, pervertedness and perversion that has come in more recent R&B tracks. And it's no slight to the artist, because the musical sounds they select are pretty good from a technical aspect. But outside of maybe Mooney Long, Leon Thomas, and Steve Lacy, I really don't hear that much diversity outside of just the desires for sex in an R&B context for a song. No matter how it's styled, no matter how it's metaphored or euphemismed, it's a lacking of diversity that used to be provided by artists like Prince and Babyface. And while Prince is gone, it was interesting hearing Babyface's more recent works. He actually had an album in 2015 called Return to the Tender Lover, kind of on the precipice of that last quality sounds of R&B. And just hearing how that album translates in difference, in comparison, I should say, to more recent tracks. It was something interesting to hear. And listening to Prince and Babyface talk about their analogies of how they perceive the beauty of women to be. Hope it didn't come off misogynistic in any way. That's not the intent. He would try to keep healthy vibes and open and respectful space on the radio waves. But it was interesting hearing how they admired the beauty of the women they were interested in as the protagonists of the song, and their love interest and their desire to respect and be with a woman of stature, of respect, and of a leadership role. Interesting to hear that from the artists, and hear that both collaborate and hear their voices kind of share the same track. Always wondered, I don't know if Prince ever did a collaboration with Babyface, but I always wonder how that would sound. So that was a little sample of that. So that's the R&B mashup and the mashup moment of the day. Now we're going to transition into some interesting rock collaborations. So full disclosure, this first song is called Blurry by Puddle of Mud. And I've had this song for a minute, I think last summer. It was actually one of the first songs I played on this show when I started last fall. And I've always loved it because I'm a guitar player. And this song has a very unique harmonic manipulation of the sound on guitar to start it off. It's a very echoey, kind of reaching into the high frequencies. Like, you'll know if you hear it, it's a pretty solid use of guitar. And it's interesting, I was reading about Puddle of Mud, if I'm not mistaken. This song was recorded by a different version of the band that it started. Puddle of Mud had started as their own band. They had formed together like colleagues in a typical band sense, kind of. You reach out to your colleagues, you jam out to music, you decide you want to be a band, you work that. Only one member of that original band got to go on and get a record deal later, and he had a whole new band to work with. And Blurry is the entailing of that situation, talking about how the industry kind of blackballs authenticity for the sake of marketability, because that was really the driving factor from what I read on Puddle of Mud's biography on what happened when that band first came out. So it's interesting hearing how that experience impacts the lyrics of Blurry and how that transition to becoming one of the greatest rock songs, in my opinion, for that era, that calls out industry norms such as, I call it gentrification of bands, because it's genuinely, you're taking out what was already foundationally there and trying to insert something that you feel is more marketable, that you feel is more appropriate to showcase to audiences, regardless of how the artist feels. So, and the only way the artist can react to that, or has been able to in previous years, is to sing it through the song how they feel. So I'm going to use Blurry. I'm going to mix it up actually with a more recent song, which has a very similar feeling of kind of an emptiness and sort of betrayal. I'm going to mix it with The Weeknd's Blinding Lights. And The Weeknd is an artist. If you know his music, he's very, I think the term is nihilistic. He's very absent of, I guess, not absent, but his themes are very much oriented in the whole, yeah, this is kind of all for nothing at some point, as much effort as I'm giving. And it's funny because when you hear his music, it sounds like he's giving us all to singing, all to the sound. He even shot a commercial with Dolby not too long ago talking about the importance of listening to quality sound. So it's interesting hearing his narrative and his songs and seeing how much effort he puts into it, ironically. So again, this Kirsta Sarah sounds, and going to try that here on the remix at WMC Digital, College Park. College Radio is good radio. Check it out. Powerful stuff there. So that was again Blurry by Puddle of Mud and Blinding Lights by The Weeknd crossing over with each other. And it's interesting, I sped up Blurry a little bit because I felt that the key at the BPMs of 83.3 better matched, that was an intentional rhyme by the way, it better matched the key signature for Blinding Lights. And I was curious to see if that was right. And I was like, yeah, that sounds about right. So it was interesting hearing that and just the power that I think rock provides for vocalists a lot of times, and hearing that. And the drive of Blinded Lights by the Weeknd had a very similar structure, but it's definitely more laid back in a pop sense. And I always wondered, what would the Weeknd sound like on a rock song? Because he has a very powerful voice. And when it's carried through by the melody of the piano, the synthesizers, the keyboard, so three different similar instruments, and like the guitar, violins. It was interesting to hear how that collaborated with one another. And yeah, the other reason I played it was because both of these songs have an eerie ominous because of that key structure. And I feel it unveils intrinsic beauty for listeners listening to it in the moment. Kind of like in adventure movies where the explorers uncover a beautiful hidden land or observe a dynamic environmental transition. Like, one example I thought of was like How to Train Your Dragon, when the main character goes in and discovers the hidden world of the dragon, or discovers his personal friend Toothless for the first time. And the nature of it all, the scenery of trees and an open glowing aura from the plantation, the greenery and the plants around. It's definitely an experience you have to witness for yourself to kind of get those goosebumps. But that song, Blurry, kind of reminds me of that. It's a very unique and undiscovered territory that it really does a good job traversing into. So, and the harmonics, I love. My gosh, I'm stuttering, ladies and gentlemen. But anywho, it's loving sharing the music with y'all, because it's just interesting insights. And what's the other sound on the radio format? So, got one last mashup for the day, because that was our rock mashup. We had an R&B mashup, and now we get into a jazz mashup. And this one was interesting. I actually refound this one while I was playing chess with a colleague last week. So I was thinking it was a pretty cool one I almost forgot was there. And let me try this and mash up with another song. So these are kind of two of the same songs. And it's one of them is, and the overall song's called You Got Me. And the song's called You Got Me, and it's written by Jill Scott. And it's performed by The Roots. And interestingly, Jill Scott wrote this when she was still signed to Hidden Beach Records. At that time, that was when The Roots had taken the song and went ahead and recorded it. And on a single version, they had Erykah Badu replace the initial vocals that were recorded by Ms. Scott and released to the public radio for listening to a different version. So while that was what was played on the radio, Ms. Scott ended up going on live and performing with The Roots later on. But interestingly enough, the label Hidden Beach Records jazz band Unwrapped was recording an album of jazz covers of popular R&B and hip-hop songs at the time. And so I always speculate that due to the connection of Jill Scott being on Hidden Beach Records and the band Unwrapped also being there, that they kind of had a better access to the musicality, and it might have helped to boost like what musical variety could have been done on it, kind of like in the composition. Like, you get to meet the behind-the-scenes director of the movie you're working on, kind of. In this case, they probably worked with Jill Scott as they were arranging the parts of the You Got Me cover. And I thought it was interesting, so I wanted to mash them back up together, the jazz cover by Unwrapped and the original recording by The Roots with Jill Scott on the chorus with Eve as well. This was the debut of rapper Eve on a hip-hop track. So overall, a lovely song, really powerful. And wanted to play it and give it a sound here, this mashup, and see how it sounds on the remix in the last few minutes of the show. So check it out.
let it be known. See, I'm not your every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people bite back and fracture what's intact and they'll forever be. I ain't on some, oh, I'm a celebrity. I deal with the real, so if it's artificial, let it be. I seen people caught in love like world lines, listening to these songs and listening to my girlfriends. That's exactly the point where they whole world ends. Lies come in, that's where the drama begins. She like, yeah.
Interesting mashup there. A little bit flimsy on the mashup because we had a little more jazz and vocals. But it's interesting. I was trying to go for a very hollow effect, oddly enough, on actually the instrument. It kind of did the inverse of what I wanted to do because the hollowness actually applied to Black Thought's vocals for a few minutes there, and it kind of made it more like Ghost was talking over the music. Interesting enough how that mashup worked out. So, but thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for chilling out these on this Thursday afternoon, this wonderful weather we're having out here as it's finally getting into springtime-type weather. And I appreciate y'all for listening in always. So to close out the show, we have a power prayer for everyone. And this is just some good words of wisdom to get us through the week, saying a prayer of everybody, spreading some love, kindness, and goodwill over your lives right now. If that's okay with y'all, just speaking some good words for y'all the rest of the day, the rest of the semesters. Come on, Terps, we can get this finished up. And for college, if you're listening in, I just pray for you have a good semester. And we say the power prayer now to have some good words. So here we go. Heavenly Father, as we enter into this new month, please continue to grow us closer to you. Please continue to strengthen us as your children to ascend into the roles in life for which you have called us to perform. Thank you for placing figures and symbols in our lives to guide us into that growth, God, as their placement in our lives is a sign of your encouraging us towards spiritual growth and overall a symbol of your never-ending and continual love. Thank you for the correction and development that you deliver through the interaction with our teachers, our parents, our coaches, our mentors, Heavenly Father. And most of all, thank you for showing us how you want us to grow closer to you in spirit through the physical example of Jesus Christ. In your heavenly name I pray, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, have a blessed week. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next Thursday. Here at WMUC Digital College Park, college radio is good radio.
There's none greater now or later. This I know. A closer walk with thee, 'cause your love will make the difference in me. In me, there's no place I'd rather be than beneath your wings of serenity. Oh, so prone to stray, hold me tightly. Close.